This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I heard what you said about me not signing the anti-deficiency bill that was supported by realtors to protect homeowners, and I understand you're disappointed, but Mark, if you talk about me again, I'll hit you so hard you'll cry like a girly girl.
So last week we had Con Chonery, and now Arnold. This is Celebrity Bowling on Radio Real Estate. And what a job Richard has done, looking at a computer screen here in front of me, so I can share with you some year-to-date stats. Because for the first time in 13 years, there's a kind of a clipboard device that I have for the stats and the weekly updates. And it was on the bottom, and I just didn't grab it. It's just sitting at my desk. But fortunately, the flash drive is in the car. We put the flash drive in just like 2 minutes, and boom! I didn't even need to tell you this story. You would never have known. Joining me in the second segment, historian Aaron Graffy is going to talk a little bit about the Libero Theater and an unusual new musical that's going to be hitting the books on Libero Theater. And it was featured the last two Sundays in the Santa Barbara News Press with kind of a local famous guy, Milt Larson, with another famous guy who... Richard Sherman, who co-wrote Mary Poppins, of all things. So we're going to get a little history on the Libero Theater and why such a big inauguration was chosen to play here locally at the Libero Theater. So that'll be in the second segment. The fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date. Thank you. Welcome. And thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Last week we had, was it last week or the week before, we did a bit of a year-to-date, and it was, I had condos thrown in, and I kind of stumbled on that. So for some reason, I also did it again in past years. So I did it this week. In other words, and now in front of me, on the big screen, in color, Aqua. We have year-to-date sales for through the 11th week of the year, through March 18th, 2011, and we can compare them to the past several years in terms of the number sold and the median price. And what's interesting is that we started off very slowly with sales, and we've caught up to last year almost through March 18th. We have 137 single-family sold, again, just through the multiple listing service and just through the single-family. And last year, in 2010, we had 140 sold, which was a big number compared to 2009 when it was only 118, and in 2008 it was only 134. So we had those years, 2008, 2009, and then 10 jumped up. And so thankfully, 2011, we're just neck and neck with 2010. And interestingly enough, the median price is $835,000 year-to-date through the first 11 weeks of the year 2011. And it was $790,000 in 2010. Okay, so that's kind of good news. Maybe helping push that up is we have four more sales in Montecito. We have 18 sales the first 11 weeks of the year in Montecito versus last year we had 14. And median price, $2,650,000 Montecito versus last year, just almost $2.1 million. And interestingly enough, this won't affect the median price because I said the median price, $835,000. We know that 50% are above and 50% are below $835,000 of the year-to-date sales, single family, 137 sold. Okay, 50% above and below 835, but a third are above $1,150,000, 33%. Now, last year, year to date, only 23% at this time were above about $1,150,000. But again, that doesn't affect the median price. Okay, it affects the average. The average would be higher. So that's kind of good news. Now, if you go back to 2007. In 2006, first 11 weeks of the year, we had 180, 190 sales way back then. So 137 is paltry in comparison, but since 08, 09, and 2010, it's actually very strong, very good. So let's hope we march forward and continue with our sales. So that's your year-to-date single-family sales, percent over 1,150,000, 33%, which is what we averaged 2010 and I think 2009. Just always seems to hover around 33% of the listings, closed listings, single-family, sell for 1,150,000. Okay, very good. Well, you can have your screen back or your monitor back, Richard. Thank you for that's very cool. I feel very high-tech. Very high-tech. The mouse just started moving, so that was a little distracting. Okay, now I have other news. This is I love these kind of phone calls. Received a phone call from Deborah during the rebroadcast on Saturday. It wasn't Democratic Debbie. It was someone who was listening to me talking about the saga of Cold Springs Road. Or is it Cold Spring Road? Initially started because I had made a joke about Hot Springs Road, something selling on Hot Springs Road, and I referenced Cold Springs Road. I received a phone call after the program from a longtime listener, very astute local historian and into detail, and I really respect his opinion. He said, it's Cold Spring Road, Mark, Cold Spring Road. So I wanted to believe him, but I looked at my maps and it said Cold Springs Road, plural. And then I called the county and they said it's Cold Springs Road, plural. And I said, well, maybe there's a sign out there that says Cold Spring Road. And she goes, oh, let me know. We don't want that. So Deborah heard me talking about this on the radio. She was in the vicinity of Cold Springs Road and Sycamore Canyon, and there is a street sign that says Cold Springs Road, plural. She drove up Cold Springs Road to the corner of La Paz, and there's a sign that says Cold Spring Road, singular. I said, well, for the rubber mats, did you drive up to East Mountain? She goes, oh, no, I didn't think of that. So, and there may or may not be a sign up there. Sometimes there's not, right, up there on East Mountain. But not that the number of signs is the answer. And so I spoke to the original listener, and he's convinced that it initially was Cold Spring Road, and they might have just changed it over the years. It morphed. It does sound easier to say Cold Springs Road, but it is Cold Spring Elementary School, singular. It is Cold Spring Tavern, singular. And in the phone book, there's Cold Spring Engineering, but it very well, you know, we try to get the skinny and the history on whether or not it was initially Cold Spring Road and they changed it. But interesting that there's two street signs, and how interesting is that? Okay. Speaking of Cold Springs Road, I have a client who has a condo for rent in Carpinteria, and the name of the association is Singing Springs. Plural. Pretty certain it's Singing Springs. And it's a two-bedroom, two-bath, and it was upgraded, and kitchen and baths. It's in excellent condition. It's got dual-pane windows. It's got shutters in the windows. It's a two-story, so you got steps, and it's got a great association with a pool, sauna, spa, clubhouse. $1,800 a month gets you a rental. You can walk to the beach or roll to the beach, depending on your mode of transportation, and shops nearby as well. So if you have any interest in that, 452-2428 after the program, please. 452-2428 if you want to rent a condo in Carpinteria. Okay, let's see. The third segment, we've got the anniversary of Naomi Levy's death, and she wrote this great poem that I always share around the time of her death. And little comment. There's some stuff you'll see of Milpitas groups, the Milpitas group on homeless. They're making a big push to make some changes. But the next segment after the break, we've got historian Aaron Graffy going to talk a little bit about the Libero Theater and why we should be lucky and count our lucky stars that we live in Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.